Yep. Peace.
I want you to be happy and loving me. I want you to feel that my love is real. I want you to know that if you love me, I will never let you go.
Great B-side record. We here. I know we late as a motherfucker.
That my love is real. I want you to know that if you love me, I will never let you go.
And this don't get the slander that Deborah Cox got last week.
It should. Stop it. That's crazy.
What'd you say, Macho?
It should.
Absolutely should.
That's crazy.
I'll give it the credit that it's a little more upbeat. That's trash, though.
Only what? Major trash.
I'm as real as they come. You like this song?
Clearly you do. Enough for the both of us.
She know the words. Hey, come on, man. I've been on my R&B shit all day, man.
We got heat, baby.
Come on. I mean,
that Jaheim.
This was that real Jaheim before he became a Star Trek nigga.
All I really want is your ghetto love. 24/7 we'll be making love. I'll take it down as if you want me to.
Just I keep telling y'all, man, that 2000s music
hit different.
Take my time.
The best decade of music, man.
R&B music on
both
rap and R&B. Yeah.
Jaheim really used to be that guy until the aunties got him. Yeah,
going that far,
he was when, but then when the aunties got him, he was just done.
Ain't gonna lie, when not. Could It Be came out,
yeah,
Could It Be was
with the rhinestone.
Could It Be was the joint, man.
Yeah, his album was
that
good.
Song was cold, bro. I wouldn't think about the video.
Album was good.
Wait. Ain't this that was it? This his first album, right?
Yeah, his album was good.
Yeah. The album was good. That song wasn't though. I hated that song.
Okay.
What is it?
Anything was good. Can we agree on anything?
Anything? Yeah. Anything? Looking for love. Ghetto love.
He had a couple bops. Could It Be was my joint though.
That album was pretty good.
I have to revisit it. Could It Be? Yeah, I have to revisit it.
What you feeling about Could It Be? But could it be the ice you see? He had the old sample.
Oh, yeah, no, that shit was trash.
I liked it, though.
I ain't mad at you.
We all like some trash. You played Deborah Cox last week.
Ain't this Justine Cage?
Listen, I Deborah Cox, dog.
Come on, man. Let it ride for a minute, dog. Come on, dog. Give me a little bit of this.
Could It Be?
Yeah. Come on, now. You're not giving it a chance. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, man.
I thought this was just in case.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, y'all. Y'all drive home safe. Y'all drive home safe.
Hey, this is end of the movie music.
You know what? All right, now, y'all.
You know what's
right,
funny?
End of the movie music.
I was about to say, this Chrysler 300 music, but then.
Hello. Hello.
And it didn't even cross my mind.
I'm a full unk in these streets, man. I accept my role.
Hey, man.
I'm a unk in these streets,
don't,
man.
Don't go back to the bandanas.
Nah.
This is Rockaway G music. That's nuts.
TJ Maxx, Sean John, baby.
Jabos, man. You gotta put on some
Jabos.
Well, you better get your dealer's card, nigga.
Ooh. White niggas weren't going to Dillard's, bro. It was the discount mall or nothing.
What do you mean? Why didn't you go to Dillard's?
Because we wasn't going there.
They had the Jabos.
Yeah, all right, nigga. They gonna stay right there, too.
They had the real Jabos. They had real Jabos in there.
All right. Peace, y'all. This is the Views from the 7 Podcast. This year, got spent some joint with my homeboys. Macho.
May the wind be at your back. May the bad be in your past. May your kids take all your good. May your wife have class.
I'm hopeless. Ivan.
What's good?
Skinny is in height surgery right now, man. So y'all
what?
I'll pray for him, man.
Working on
his kneecaps.
He getting the BBL height. Kneecap extensions.
He got his knees done. Is that a BDL?
comedian. Wifey in the building.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? I know we hella late, man, but we here, man. Finally.
So late.
What's going on? Ivan's still on, you know, they still running my boy off. You know
nah,
what I mean?
Nobody ran me off. I'm enjoying my peace. Peace of mind.
Ooh. Yeah, oh, you one of them. No more stage.
Y'all was finna say.
Yeah, absolutely.
No you got your stage going?
Crystal deodorant over here, baby. That homemade. Homemade crystal deodorant.
Switch seats
with
somebody.
Absolutely.
He got on some waist beads.
That's nuts.
Divine energy. Grand rising.
I love it though, man. That's good. You ain't vegan and shit. Yes, you ain't there yet.
Nah, not yet. Yeah, I ain't.
Macho man, how was the show, man?
From last week?
Yeah.
Man, my dog came through, man. That was absolutely. That was love, man.
Shout out to Ivan, man.
I had a little table too, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had some people in the building, you know.
Yeah.
Probably about 42% of the crowd was all me.
So like,
you know
three,
what I'm saying?
So like three people?
Yeah.
About 70. It was a small crowd, man. So it was a good show, man. I played it safe, but I really can't be doing right now. So, because I'm preparing for something huge, so I can't be playing it safe.
Yeah.
So, okay. I need to, my next few shows coming up, I'm going to be a little more adventurous and daring.
We've only Views has only done two shows, right? But I enjoy the intimate. When you feel like, you know what I mean, it's small and it's intimate, you know what I mean? I enjoy that. We hosted one and in our show, April, it was kind of like, it was us and then like just, it wasn't
too much?
It wasn't like, I don't know.
It was overwhelming?
It felt like, it was like disconnected. I don't know. It's weird.
Like you couldn't touch everybody?
I mean, I could. Figuratively, but, you know, like. It was hot up in there, so you know what I'm saying?
It was hot in there.
It was definitely hot.
Do you enjoy, like, when you're on the stage and when you're doing your jokes, do you enjoy does the crowd? I know it's dope to have a bunch of people, but like, is it more of an intimate connection when it's kind of like small intimate?
I can only speak for myself, but I think most comedians would agree they just want a good crowd.
Okay.
A good crowd, because you can have a lot of people there that's just dead. Like, we did, me and the Comedy Fugees, AK and Donnie,
shout out.
We did a show for the like National Black Bowlers Association. Right? Yeah. Right, they had a big convention out here, right?
Yeah,
so like,
they had
a long day. This banquet at the end of the night, and it's just like they having dinner and like a comedy show breakout, and like they what the fuck is these people like?
Yeah.
So it was like one of those situations where it's like it was a lot of people there, but it wasn't a good crowd. They weren't there for jokes, you know. You got a bunch of people sitting at banquet tables with linen
holes in the ball.
But then, you know, I did it.
Friday night.
I did a show for, like, they had a National Private Investigators conference out here.
Well, you're booking an agent. Why?
What is going on?
Russell Red?
Hey.
They got Russell Red.
Bro, them shows pay, too. They pay well. So, but I rocked it, though. Like, you know, they was there for it. You know what I'm saying? It was upbeat. It was earlier. It wasn't all 9:30 at night. You know, motherfuckers from Baltimore. Like, it's past midnight where they from. It's a whole nother day.
Yeah.
So, jet lag. But I just want a good crowd. I don't care if it's 15. Well, I don't care if it's 55 or 500. We just want a good ass crowd. Yeah. You know, with the energy be good. You know.
Yeah. Don't nobody chanting shit.
I don't want no young Bundy's in the building. Young Al Bundy.
Well, I almost had to bring him out a couple times.
You had a heckler, man.
Yeah. It was, you know.
The white women don't age well joke didn't age well.
Yeah, white women don't age well.
She wasn't fucking with that.
She was, she took offense to it, though. Like, I just said something we all knew. You know what I'm saying? I just said, like, the premise of the joke was all like, brothers, if you have to get you a white woman, marry an old white woman so you know what you're getting, right? Because, you know, white women don't age well.
Yeah.
They age like ripe peaches. And
what do you mean white women don't age well?
There we go.
Exactly what I said.
She's She probably been told like for years, oh, you look good for your age. You look good for your age. So she probably was like, wait a minute.
She was the exception to the rule.
Yeah, and I was like, baby, I didn't have your face in mind when I wrote that joke. Like, you can take it personal. If it don't apply, let it fly.
She took it personal.
She did.
Like, you know, we are here to laugh. Yeah. What is going on?
Okay. Then there was some kids in there.
It was kids in there. That shit was nuts.
Yeah.
I thought it was 21 and up, though. The kids that made it in?
I ain't trying to incriminate nobody or nothing, but man. Yeah,
it was some lies being told.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You know what I mean? I know we like to, you know what I mean, the woke crowd, man. You know, unfortunately, it's like, man, you know, if you're going to a comedy show, you know you're going to hear jokes most times. But why go if you, like, if you're going to be upset about what you hear, I don't, that's the part I don't understand. Like, then why go? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Cause you don't think you're going to be the punchline. Like it's okay to laugh at everybody else being made fun of. That's not just comedy shows. That's podcasts too. Niggas don't have a problem laughing when they ain't the motherfucking punchline. But as soon as you the punchline, it's fuck this nigga on.
Yeah.
Being Ivan. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
You know, everybody going to have their day, man, especially on the internet. Everybody's going to have their day if you out there like that. And I just don't, if you don't want to see something, if you don't want to hear something, why go?
I feel like it's the culture right now. Everybody's so sensitive about everything. Like back in the 90s, 80s, you knew if you went to a comedy show, chances are if you in the front row, they're going to talk about you. Like, you specifically, they're going to talk about you. And now it's like, you can't say, oh, you can't say that. Well, why can't I?
Yeah.
Why can't I? I mean, you have to find some kind of, like, humility in everything, you know?
Yeah, man. Shout out to all those, man.
We've been stripped of our freedoms.
Right.
Sickening.
I mean, you can tell, like, you know, we starting to get a little bit of put, you know, people are pushing back a little bit, but it was just, we way too sensitive these days.
Way too sensitive. Way
especially too us, though.
Well, we've always been super sensitive. I mean, that's just how we are as a culture. Like, we just...
But it's selective.
What?
Like, some things, like, people, they'll be like, oh, it's okay if you say this. And then other people like, oh.
We are on the forefront of everything. We let everything in the media, in the world, sway us daily. It's majority of the time it's us emotionally. We just got that really bad, man. That's something that we got to work on. Please.
I don't disagree with that.
Please.
Yeah.
But shout out to the man. Shout out to all the, you know, really emotional folks, man. So what's going on and what are we talking about today? Wifey?
Why are you calling me first? No, I'm kidding.
Ooh. Ladies first.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah.
Now, so I was thinking the other day about movies, which I'm not really a big movie person, but what is like one of your favorite movies that you love as a kid that did not, like, you can't sit through now as an adult? It didn't age well.
Desperado.
What? Niggas is being disrespectful.
That's
what?
Desperado.
Man, I can watch Desperado with my... What?
I don't think I've seen Desperado.
That's crazy. I can't believe we doing this today. I'm ready to cut this shit off.
Wait, let me ask you an honest question. When was the last time you seen it?
Oh, like, God, 2 days ago.
Not too long ago.
You watched it?
Yes.
And enjoyed it?
Yes.
Man, get out of here, man. Come on, bro. You pump faking the masses.
He really watches.
That is my shit.
Let me see how much it is on iTunes. Last time I watched it. I was in college. I bought it on VHS. And I was like, this movie was trash.
I'm just looking for a man. That's
how you didn't know Bucho was your brother the whole time?
Damn!
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry guys, if you haven't seen it.
If you've been missing for the last 3 decades, she done spoiled it. Damn, man. Damn, what if somebody just got out? Oh, God. Hey, that movie was terrible.
Selma was naked in it?
Was she?
You watching for all the wrong reasons.
Was she naked or she just was topping? Just nibbling it?
Lip slip?
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to turn it on me.
Damn. Ay, 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 ay. Man, doing nibble.
You're not.
That's crazy. God damn, man.
You're not doing a good job of convincing everybody.
Did you watch it with him?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
So you feel my pain?
I'm like, okay. No,
wait. Can you say 7 minutes? I don't remember Desperado like that. I don't even know if I seen it.
Came out like 95, I think.
Ooh, probably did. Desperado Selma or Dusty Dawn Selma?
Dusty Dawn, they ain't even close.
Okay.
And she didn't even have a big part in that.
She was out there for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, she didn't even have a, she was Seaside and took over the movie.
Seaside.
Did she show her breasts in her?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
no,
why.
She didn't.
And Dusty Dawn, yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes. She did.
Aw, man.
That's crazy, man.
That's out the Google machine.
I think that was the first time I seen her boobie. No, I seen her boobies. She had some nice boobies, so she was going to show them off. But I can't believe you slandered Desperado.
Boy, that, yeah, bro. That wasn't,
damn,
that,
right,
that wasn't my jam
my
like
Phyllis,
that.
Man.
That's the Candy Rain of movies.
Damn.
I think he just probably was fascinated with the cool shit he did with the guns, but that wasn't a good movie,
bro. You know what
mine
is? Mine is The Lion King.
But I'm disrespectful.
I ain't give a fuck about nothing in that movie. I ain't give a fuck about Mustafa Don. I ain't care about nothing. The only good part in the movie, I was like, damn, that's fucked up, is when, you know what I mean, the little homie was on the rock crying and shit. Other than that, man, it was like, man, what the fuck, man?
So you don't fucking like that shirt you got on.
That was a bad movie.
But it's a trash movie.
Mortal Kombat was terrible, bro.
Tomorrow they pull one, like, you put them in P-Valley, they'll stick right in.
What?
They was definitely fucking.
Timon and Pumbaa. No, they were not.
What?
Because they was homeboys?
Hey, Ivan looked so, like, distraught. Like, really?
we can't just be homeboys out in the forest?
They was fucking.
That's nuts.
Nah, I had read on, I think it was, what's it, IMDb. They was brothers, like Sean and Marley.
Were they really?
Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa was brothers.
They were two completely different species.
So was it
They got the same daddy.
I think it was the real one. They was kind of couple like then. Was it the real one? I think the real one they was kind of couple like.
I don't remember that movie at all.
The real one was big trash.
I didn't even watch it.
God.
Yeah, I watched it.
I never watched it, and I still never had the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
What?
You ain't missing nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, I never watched the real one. Somebody was telling me like the fate, like,
are you from it didn't come.
No, Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay.
They told me like the facial expressions wasn't carrying over. What'd he say?
You from Free World. You ain't from 313.
Yeah, you stupid, man.
Free World. So, Rabbit, what are you going to say? You know what they're going to talk about? You jumping you, fucking your girl.
I thought you was from the 313.
Yeah, but it was the Lion King, man. Lion King was big, super trash. Except when the little homie was on the rocks. Shit, I was like, damn, man, he on the rocks by himself. Like,
I just can't wait.
I hate that they changed the songs a little bit. It's like one or two of the songs that they changed. In the
cartoon?
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy behind that, man. It was the plot not to pay Jason Weaver.
It might be.
Shout out to Jason Weaver.
I did have a Lion King game on Nintendo, and that's probably one of the hardest games.
Jason Weaver did sing.
He was a small one. He was Simba.
No, Jonathan Taylor Thomas voiced him.
He voiced it, but Jason Weaver did all the songs.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That could, so you might you might actually train. Nah.
Nah.
Shout out to him.
Mm.
But yeah, that shit was trash.
Shout out to his moms though. The way she set up the contract, she ain't take that little payout. She said, "Nah, we want royalties."
Still getting that check too. That's probably, that might be the only check he's getting too.
But we got to
he on the shy.
To be completely honest, the only two Disney movies like really age well,
and Aladdin
and Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast
are the only two that really like aged well
from that era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Hold on, wait a minute. It gotta be more than that.
The candle was on his freaky shit. He's R. Kelly.
What?
The candle was real freaky the whole movie.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch.
What about Little Mermaid? Come on, don't do that. Under the Sea? Yeah. That's got to be the hardest Disney song.
Hey, that is a joke,
though. Yeah.
That's got to be the hardest Disney song.
Be Our Guest was cold, too, from Beauty and
Be Our Guest was up there and Just Can't Wait to Be King. It's them three. But Under the Sea, up there.
She was arguing with Lizzo for 90 minutes.
She was?
That's it.
No, but she got to go be on land.
She had to lose her voice.
Sacrifice it for true love.
Oh, yeah. Man. She had to adapt.
What?
Lose her voice for a whole ass nigga, man.
How was he a hoe? He loved her.
Man, look, I'm not finna fight with Lizzo over a whole ass nigga.
Well, so
you gotta really love a motherfucker that don't got no voice. Like, you can't talk.
I would love
a... Go ahead, get yourself in trouble.
I love a woman like that. You mean the mouth work, but words don't come out?
You can find...
Hello.
She just gonna text you.
Nah.
You can find you one, get you one with that, got to get the big earpiece.
I'm fair.
Nah. No.
See, that's why we be getting trouble all the time.
Oh, horny.
I know, baby. Be quiet. I'll be quiet, baby. I got you. Don't say nothing. It's going
Ew.
Terrible.
Hungry. Are you horny or are you hungry?
Hungry.
Both. Let me feed you this organic glizzy.
Hungry.
Sound like Biggie now.
Grass fed.
Ivan?
Probably Howard the Duck.
Who?
The movie? It's a Howard the Duck movie.
You ain't never seen Howard the Duck?
I could see him in my head.
You couldn't think of a better movie that just didn't age well, something like we knew, like Mighty Ducks 3 or something. I'm just mad.
I didn't watch Mighty Ducks 2 till like last year.
Who?
Mighty Ducks 3. I didn't watch it like last year.
I think I watched it within the last few months because
we watched somebody, all 3. What you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the high school shit was trash.
You know what fucked it up for me watching it as an adult? Cause I thought them niggas could really skate. And now I'm like watching it as an adult and I'm like, niggas hella editing. These niggas ain't skating. Yeah.
That's probably every movie from like the 90s.
All
the,
of them.
The graphic. Fuck me up. Because I was, you know what I mean? I was a big Disney dude. I was a big Disney dude as a kid. So like, I watched Brink as an adult. Like, this bitch ass nigga ain't skating.
Brink is one of the Disney Channel movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, nah.
What?
So what's some of the movies that you watched growing up that you like, that you enjoy watching with your kids and they actually like too?
My kids don't give a fuck about nothing.
For real?
Man, I be trying to watch kids, but now I be trying to watch movies with my baby and shit. He get right the fuck up.
Damn.
No,
damn.
He'll watch some of them with you.
Maybe movies too long.
I don't know, man.
Because kids don't be wanting to sit still, man.
Unless they're on the game. I tried to get him because I know he like, you know what I mean? He like musicals and he like singing and shit. So I was watching Grease 2 last night. Was that last night?
But who wants to watch Grease 2?
Who wants to watch Grease?
You don't even have a... I watched Grease 2. Look, you look like you would that's never watch crazy. That movie.
Cool Rider. Nah. That motherfucker with Cool Rider. No. Man, I had him singing that shit. He, you know, I thought I was like, oh, I got him. Then he walked right out. I was like, fuck.
He's like, this ain't Huggy Wuggy.
I got it. Family Matters was trash.
Oh, big trash. Big trash. Real coonish.
I'm not. I can't fuck with family members till they explain to me what happened to Judy.
Cause she just went upstairs and really never
just never came back down. Like, what the
nobody
fuck happened to her?
Ever said like she went away to boarding school.
I follow her on IG.
She still fucking on film?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't even think that was. I think that was short lived. Actually, I don't know how long she.
Then the nigga Urkel would walk in the kitchen and then come back out with smoke and Stefan and shit. Like, man, yeah. What the fuck?
Urkel.
He had a machine.
He be talking all smooth and shit, bitch ass.
And then he still was ugly. He just looked like Urkel without glasses.
Dude, Urkel.
They love Stefan.
Urkel was whack, though.
They love Stefan.
That whole character was so corny. You can't, man, it will annoy you watching it now.
Yeah, he was JJ with glasses.
Especially because these Chicago niggas. Like, yo, these ain't Chicago niggas. Like, we know what Chicago niggas look like.
They were like where Kanye was born.
Hyde Park. Like, these niggas from Hyde Park or something.
Yeah, they wasn't from, you know what I'm saying, 63rd shit.
I don't think anybody wants to be.
Hell no, the dad was a cop. They definitely wasn't from 63rd.
Didn't they try to get Eddie in a gang, though, like the Eagles or something? They tried to get Eddie.
Man, he tried to get in a gang. He got, what did he got pulled over by the police and shit? God.
Yeah. I remember that episode.
Save the day.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here.
I watch anything. My boys like all that stuff, though. We watch Cool Runnings, House Guest, Blank Check. Back to the Future.
That's what I was gonna say.
Did you fuck with Blank Check?
Tell me, Blank Check.
I fuck with Blank Check.
I watched that like probably 2 years ago.
I watched it a couple months ago. I still fuck with Blank Check.
Disorderlies. We watched Disorderlies, bro, with the Fat Boys, man. That's
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Wow.
I ain't never seen that.
It's a, I mean, it's probably
Who's the Man is the greatest hip hop movie of all time.
We'll come back then.
No, it's not even close.
Who's the Man? Do you know who was in Who's the Man?
Everybody that was on Yo MTV Raps the first season.
Busta Rhymes.
Everybody was in Who's the Man. Who's the Man?
Dr. Dre and Ed Lovers were the stars. How dope could it be?
Dennis Leary?
What? Nigga, did you say?
Dennis Leary. You know who Dennis Leary was at the time?
What's the greatest hip-hop movie of all time?
House Party.
Fuck no. That wasn't no hip-hop movie.
8 Mile.
They had a rap battle in the shit. It wasn't no rap battle in the movie you just mentioned.
8 Mile.
Who's the Man? It don't get more hip-hop than rap battling.
8 Mile.
It's the P-L-A-Y. Just hit to say why. Asking you, may I tell you about the day I picked up a microphone, a pad, and a pen. Come on, man.
That was your shit.
Yeah, it still is.
8 Mile was the equivalent of Macklemore giving a battle rap movie. No one took that shit serious.
What do you mean?
You only watched the last 20 minutes of 8 Mile is all you watched.
No, it was not.
That's it. Who was watching 8 Mile through and through?
Everybody did. When it first came out, 20 years later, yeah, now you only cut into the last 20 minutes.
Is Paid in Full a hip-hop movie?
No.
Okay.
No. I wouldn't say 8 Mile is a hip-hop.
What you got against movies with rap battles in them, man?
What is your problem?
I like 8 Mile.
But Who's the Man? What makes Who's the Man? They was cops.
Everybody the Who's Who in it.
Like who? Fabulous Freddy?
Him too.
My God, knock it off. Knock it off.
There weren't really two more.
I still haven't seen Crush Groove yet.
I've never watched Crush Groove either.
I think, man, what I was trying to say earlier, though, is I like when you don't see those movies when they fresh out, it don't have the same value.
Yeah.
So there's no nostalgia attached to it. So if you watch it going back, it may not. You may be like, this is what everybody was.
Yeah.
This is what the fuss was all about.
That's how I felt about Coolie High.
Yeah. So.
Stop it.
Yeah, you had to be outside.
Coolie High was terrible. Coolie High was terrible. Coaching?
Like, I knew what it was like in the movie theater, like on Bad Boys when Will Smith was running with his shirt off. Everybody was in there going crazy.
The women were going crazy. Not everybody.
Nah, you know when I seen somebody actually do that, when somebody came on screen, the best man, when Morris Chestnut walked in the beginning, I didn't know that. The women in the theater went nuts. They did.
I remember.
And I didn't even know that dude was like that, though. I'm like, Ricky?
They went nuts for Ricky. Yes. They went nuts for Ricky.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I remember that moment.
That was the first time I ever had witnessed that, though. It was like, you know, on the sitcom when the special guests walk in, everybody get to clapping.
But you know what? Women back, they used to kind of be like giving it up for weird stuff too. Like when Taye Diggs had his butt out in House Ella Got a Groove Back, all the mamas was talking about that.
That's nasty.
Like, did you see that? Did you see Winston? That was disgusting. Oh, heifers.
To me, that was like, man, you know what I mean? I'm young. And I'm like, man, Taye Diggs fucking on. Fucking Tina, like, she was getting her ass beat, bro, nigga.
See?
I ain't know, because you don't know shit ain't real back then. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, nigga, I go whoop your ass, nigga, bitch ass, nigga. Like,
you had a hard time.
You left all your kids to go to the Bahamas, bitch ass. You really a bad mama.
Download
was real as a motherfucker.
You thought the video download?
Fuck yeah, nigga. I was like, oh my God, it killed her. I was fucked up, nigga. I was fucked up. I was like, damn, this shit is what?
Wait, you watched this on the box? Because you say you ain't had cable then, right?
Where did I watch? It had to be on the box.
That's nuts.
Then when he came out, he had the bandages on and shit. I was like, damn, they fucked him up and they killed her. And then I seen Ron in like a music video like months later. And I asked my mom, I'm like, Mom, you supposed to be... He killed somebody. What the fuck?
Kids be crazy.
My mom was like, hey, so, you know, there's a music video. And I was like, that ain't real.
No.
Fucked me up.
That's nuts.
Download was a dark ass video.
It was very dark. And I think that was the remix, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was the remix that they got the video for.
Download, Twisted. Twisted was dark as a motherfucker.
With Keith
Sweat?
Yeah.
There's a music video for that?
Dark. Remember when the police killed her and shit? She was on the roof or something. You don't remember that?
It was a music video for that. That
part. Mm-hmm. It was a music video, but I don't remember.
When the police like killed her and shit. And she was like, I don't know if she was hanging or something. She was hanging or some shit.
And then Keith Sweat came in, you know, my loving baby. Come on.
Wait, man. What's the premise of this video? Yeah, I missed that shit.
I think
shit.
He was fucking with like a criminal or something. She was something, but something happened.
Oh, that make a little more
But I know
sense.
She like pulled a, I think she pulled a weapon out or something. The police killed her and shit. And like she was just like hanging on the building and shit.
Play stupid games.
That was when like music videos were huge. They used to
productions,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, remember Hype Williams. Who else? Little X,
F. Gary Gray.
Chris Robinson. Yeah.
They all
Chris
like
Robinson,
would,
yeah.
You would look forward to see
Benny
who,
Boom.
Who directed
Benny
the
Boom.
Video.
Shake him. Yeah, the desert and shit. It's been so long.
That was a joint though. Man, why Mystical Smoke Outkast on that Neck of the Woods track? It just came on yesterday.
Mystical was that dude, man. Mystical was that dude, man. And then you know what I'm saying?
He got weird. Why y'all don't cancel him like R. Kelly?
He already in prison.
He got a bald head now, though. Ain't nobody taking Mystical serious.
Hey, he paid his debt to society.
Literally and figuratively.
I'll listen to R. Kelly once he's released. I'll pick him up playing 12 play.
Look, you know what?
Probably.
So what movie aged well? I mean, didn't age well for you?
Mine was Blank Check.
No, come on, man.
It didn't. I tried to sit through it. And you know what? I do have another one, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but...
Say it. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
No, that was your joint.
That's my shit.
Big trash.
I tried to sit down and watch it last year, and I was like...
That's nuts.
I can't get through this. Trash. I can't get through it.
What's a dope
Especially
trash
when
movie,
it was
though?
In the cemetery.
A dope trash movie?
Yeah. What's a dope trash movie?
I could just watch just for the fucking sake of it. High School High. I just watched it.
Yeah.
High School High was garbage, but I loved it.
I got a couple, though. Like, y'all ever seen Fat Beach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I swear to God, I
My
bought
man,
that.
He became the man from High School High. That's how he got on.
Yeah, I bought it to watch on the plane. I bought it on iTunes. I'm like, I want to watch Fat Beach on the flight on the way to, I think we was coming back to Florida.
Like a terrible flight.
Said,
I enjoyed that movie, though.
You enjoy Fat Beach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fat Beach was incredible.
I think Inkwell.
That movie was trash.
But it was still entertaining.
I've never seen Inkwell before.
No?
Y'all, Lorenz Tate
with the fro.
Yeah, his hair was terrible.
With Jada Pinkett, toxic ass.
Hey, that was her pinnacle, her peak.
I think Lorenz Tate is just known for like aging well. That nigga could never like he wasn't like an actor.
Councilman Tate.
He wasn't niggas wasn't watching him.
He did all right
because he was old dog. You can't see him.
He wasn't acting good in old as old dog. He's just old dog, smoking niggas.
He's either old dog or Darius Love Hall. There's no in between.
No, he's old dog.
Definitely.
Now you come on. Don't do Love Jones.
He's
like
old
that.
Dog. Old dog is his most
even as
known.
Councilman.
Old dog is his most known.
Hey man,
is his peak.
Six in one hand.
Higher than that.
Half a dozen.
You're not giving Love Jones his credit. Love Jones in the black community is
never be
a
higher
classic.
Than Old Dog, bro. Come on.
Love Jones is a black romance classic. It's top five.
I'm talking about character.
Top
Old Dog is his peak.
How do you think Love Jones got to be a top five black romance?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
I think you're the only person not. That doesn't like Love Jones.
That's a top like black rom com?
Yes. It's way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about How to Be a Player?
I watch that movie any time of the day.
A top five rom-com? No, y'all got me stuck now.
For black
Fuck
people?
Fuck no.
Yes.
No. The Wood?
Is a... Okay.
That's more comedy than
more
romance.
Comedy than romance. They was
no,
it was
not,
a full
no.
fucking wedding.
Try again. We're not doing
but
that.
But the wedding was the smallest part of the movie.
We literally didn't know
the,
who
the fucking... wedding was the premise of the movie.
We didn't know who he was married to the last 15 minutes of the movie.
When he spent the pizza with Joe in the background and shit.
That had nothing to do with the wedding. That's what we loved about the movie.
That
when
was,
they was
about
kids.
The wedding. Because he went to fucking.
Oh, you talking about? Because they did it twice. Remember, they did it as
youth.
You was talking about as a dog. I apologize, my brother.
No.
I don't think so. Because it was more about the brotherhood than romance, though.
Yeah, it was.
But they told a love story throughout the whole movie.
They told the pieces of a love story.
Play us in Hood Boo. We over here vibing.
Pick something. You can't. We not.
Come on, bro. No.
Pick
something. The Wood is a rom com.
We not accepting the Wood.
Okay. What else you got, then? We'll table
off
that.
Off the Dome. The Wood.
Pause.
Y'all need to grow up.
For real though.
I got so okay, immature. I'll do the Wood. That's crazy. The Wood.
You'll do the Wood.
Jump in the Broom.
What?
Oh man, get what
was you
out,
saying?
Bro. Shannon,
what was you saying? Cause we not.
What is
you ain't y'all not fucking broom? With Jump in the Broom?
No.
That's when Angela Bassett was going broke.
But you know what? Paula Patton, I can't stand to watch her in too many movies, bro. She just goofy.
What movie is that?
She ruined the movie with Michael Ealy and Joy Bryant. She tried to.
What movie?
Well, Michael Ealy and Joy Bryant. I forget the name of it. That was a rom-com. It was pretty good, but it was trash.
What movie was this?
Michael Ealy, okay. Joy Bryant, Paula Patton. Here's your Google machine.
Okay. So, The Wood, Jumping the Broom.
You 0 for 2 right now.
Why Did I Get Married 2?
You 0 for 3? That's a drama. That's not a rom.
Why Did I Get Married? They was all in the motherfucker. Why did I get married?
There was nothing romantic about Why Did I Get Married 2.
When Jill Scott was all big and shit. And come on, man. Like, we ain't finna act like it was no romance. That's a rom-com.
No, it was not.
Man, something wrong with him.
I'm tripping with my new nigga and then my old nigga pop up.
We see Jill Scott, big ass on the ladder and shit. He's like, ooh, look all that ass.
And then next thing you know, she got to take care of the nigga. The nigga got the
Boomerang.
Nigga got the Michael J. Fox.
That's 4. Boomerang.
No, that's 1.
That's crazy. No.
These are not rom-coms.
These are rom-coms.
No, they not.
So you got me really trying to see.
She in a
circle. Oh, and the Preacher's Wife. That's 5.
Nigga, what?
That's a Christian movie. Christians and romance don't even go together.
Denzel should hit that.
And none of them ain't
all missionary.
Denzel,
do you have something to contribute to the black romance?
Denzel's gonna hit that, bros. Denzel's gonna hit that. If that was real Whitney, like Coke Whitney, Denzel fucking the dog shit out of her.
No.
As an angel.
It's Love Jones and The Best Man. Those are the top two black rom-coms.
I didn't like The Best Man.
Well, Best Man wasn't no rom-com, was it?
They have it listed as a rom-com. I'm really trying to see. Yeah.
It wasn't no comedy in that. Rom-coms?
I forgot about Two Can Play That Game.
I mean, we can't say rom-coms because Love Jones wasn't funny either. So just black romance
Love
movies.
Jones wasn't good either.
Yes, it was. Black romance movies, my fault.
What about Think Like a Man?
I put Think Like a Man.
When?
No, you did not.
I did. Oh, yeah. Think Like a Man.
It's better than Love Jones?
Yes.
You know what? They put out a lot of movies in a short amount of time.
You know, Love Jones, you put Love Jones on and the AC on at the same time, you sleep so good.
No, you bugging. It's Love Jones, The Best Man, and
Being Mary Jane.
Fuck no.
Isn't that a movie or a show?
About Last Night was the movie I was talking about.
With Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regina Hall.
I like that
was a good rom-com, bro. Check it out. About Last Night.
Yeah,
Love and Basketball. Them top 3.
Love and Basketball.
Them top 3.
Get the fuck out of here.
Love and Basketball, The Best Man, Love Jones.
So y'all saying no?
The best part of Love and Basketball is when the pops got caught cheating with photos.
No, that's not.
Can't none of them niggas hoop. That nigga is 5'8". He's not a hooper. He's not a Laker. So now it was super trash. It was nothing good about that movie.
Yes, it was.
There was nothing good about Love and Basketball.
The acting was good.
Tonight with the first woman to eat booty. My God, look at that booty. I just want to get the sweat off it.
That was Sanaa. I didn't say that.
That was Sanaa. Yes.
No, that was Gabrielle Union that said that. And then we found out what she did to Dwayne Wade. She was letting y'all know then.
Wasn't Regina Hall the sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was believable as a sister, too.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So trash. Hold on. Wait till the sister.
Love Jones.
Love and Basketball.
Why do you keep bringing up Love Jones?
Love and Basketball.
What y'all got against Love and Basketball?
What do y'all have against Love and Basketball?
That is a terrible
Love and movie. Can't Play Basketball.
And it wasn't no love either. It was settling in basketball. The love scene
when Maxwell came on, damn near got the same reaction as when Lance walked in the movie theater.
What? No.
The women in the movie theater went nuts.
That's nasty, business.
And then when he pulled his joint out, and she was like, And he smirked the shit. They was going. I was in the movie theater. The women was going crazy.
That's disgusting.
They was going crazy. Fill me up.
No.
Yeah, it's giving
me. No. Fill me up, huh?
Ooh, I see you like it. Ooh, fill me up.
I messed.
They had the timeline on fire with that one.
And he's bigger than him. He's like significantly bigger than Lil Murder. Some, a grizzly bear of a nigga climbing on top of you. Oh my God. With waist beads on. I had to turn my head to TV. Like, I cannot. I refuse.
He had on waist beads?
I think the nigga had on waist beads.
He took his wig off too. I saw that on the picture. He didn't have no wig on.
No, he did not.
He had a fade.
Everything.
No,
he didn't. And then was and then he held the nigga after the, like, y'all cut him. Like,
oh, you watch this shit. Blake, give us a breakdown.
No. What happened?
Fill me up.
No, but that was probably one of the two.
Bundy on films.
I don't know if y'all ever heard of this show called American Gods.
It's a star show. I ain't never see it, though.
It's a scene in there that's comparable, and it fucked me up. It's a scene in American Gods.
Look, I watched Lockdown.
Never seen it.
You ain't never seen Lockdown?
No, sir.
There's some rape scenes in there that's out of line. And I've seen Blood In, Blood Out.
Never Bound by Honor.
Don't nothing. Can't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
The worst part of that movie. The worst part of that movie is when they drop my man on the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
The most fucked up part in Blood In, Blood Out was when homie went to go see his daughter. He got stabbed up.
Oh, right before he got out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stabbed up.
Yeah, that was outcome.
But, I went on the Stars app and shit. Because everybody kept talking about, man, you got a P-Valley. And I went on the Stars app and I seen the nigga on the cover and I was like, wait, what's this?
P-Valley.
That nigga look crazy.
I watched one episode P-Valley. And I'm like, man, this ain't really.
Yeah, I got through Candy about got 15 minutes. Pussy, boy.
Shit.
And he's straight. That meant he will.
Lil Murder, yeah.
No, and Clifford.
No, in real life. You gotta be shitting me.
In real life, yeah. Well, he goes. He passes straight.
Now, I'm gonna put a super pause on this.
I don't know.
Whatever we was watching at Skinny House with the gay dudes, now I could watch that all day.
Whoa, wait a minute. What happened?
What was it?
Was I there, nigga?
What was this shit? Like, they was like Bad Boys or some shit.
Oh, the baddies in Las Vegas.
It was like all gay niggas. Remember when they was in the studio arguing and shit?
I know what you're talking about. With the one I've been delivered. Ain't he on
it? No. Kirk Franklin's son on it.
Who else? The delivered
guy. Because they was in the studio. I thought it's the Bad Boys. Ain't the Bad Boys.
I don't know what. Nah.
That shit was hilarious, though. Because the nigga with the faces, and I be seeing his memes everywhere. He making it.
That's delivered.
No, it's not.
Nah, it wasn't.
That's
him.
Not him.
If I don't know if he's on the show because that's literally the only time I've ever seen it.
It was L.A. Because remember, Kirk Franklin's son was about to fight one of the niggas, like, damn, that's how gay dudes talk to each other.
I don't remember.
Oh, and they really be fighting
super
too.
Disrespectful. Or?
Oh my God, I was appalled. I was like,
oh yeah, it goes down.
Yeah,
and they really be fighting too.
They kind of switch.
See, I'm one of them niggas that I don't like. You know what I mean? I don't like equating like Twitter to fucking real life and shit or some shit like that. But I was like, how y'all talk to each other like that, but then get on Twitter and be
kicking it
super woke-ish?
Caping.
The fuck is that? What is this?
Trade.
You can be woke and still talk crazy if you want to.
They was being disrespectful. I watched the baddie shit. None of them bitches hurt. Check out.
You
want
one of them biscuits?
Check on it.
Just check on it. Macho, what you got for us, man?
I've seriously been trying to figure out a way to approach this. Like, I want to say it the right way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is the way I could best describe it.
Let it go. Fill me up.
Oh, swallow, man. God.
I said pause. I'm just
y'all ain't hear Bundy swallow over here.
Yeah,
that was kind
of loud.
Had to make sure that came out the bottle. Like, what'd you?
Make sure I swallow quiet.
I'm just messing with you. But this is how I'll frame it. I think it's unfair for black-owned businesses to just be asking for support.
Mm. Okay, you gotta expound on that.
I do, because I don't want nobody to miss misunderstand or miscomprehend what I'm putting down. Like,
okay.
When you are going into business, you should think of creating something of value.
Yes.
For whatever your demographic is, you should create something of value.
Yeah.
And those are the people you should expect to patronize you.
Yes.
Not support you. Like, where do y'all get y'all groceries from?
Shit, Smith's.
Smith, yeah.
Y'all don't support them, though, right? Y'all just shop there because y'all see a value in there. They have stuff that you need.
Yeah.
Clearly, there's some type of an agreement. Like, okay, this is what I'm willing to pay for. Y'all have it at this price. Yeah. I'm going to get it, right? There's no supporting there. You're just basically
patronizing
it, right? So I think it's unfair for people to just be like, support black-owned businesses and support my business. But, like, listen, man, everybody's going through it. I just can't afford to just – I don't need no more shea butter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I have enough.
Like, yeah, I don't light that many candles, which I do. But I'm just saying, like, I fell a victim. I spent a lot of money because, you know, we used to do the black-owned directory. We used to do the pop-ups with Jess.
We had
the Black Biz pop-ups.
The Black Book. Who did the Black Book? I forgot his name.
Homie, Brian.
Yeah. He had a Black Book directory. Yeah.
Right. So we used to do those, and man, like, I used to spend a lot of money there, just, you know, saying, just walking around, stuff I didn't need, stuff I don't use. Yeah, I still got a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was out there supporting, but I'm just like, wait a minute, man, I can't keep doing this. Like, I love black owned businesses. I'm gonna shop black first. Yeah. But for what I need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all my underwear. Now, I replaced all my Ralph Lauren underwear with Champ boxers.
You're
you know
amazing.
What I'm saying? All of them.
That would never happen.
All of them. I replaced all my Ralph Lauren. That's and I've had probably 35, 40 pair of Ralph Lauren underwear. Yeah. And I replaced them all with Champ boxers. Mm-hmm. I see the value in it.
That's crazy.
I see the value in it. I love it. So, but I'm just saying, we really got to get out of going into business with thinking like, okay, well, such and such my friend, she has been with me, such and such my homie, he a cop from me, like, because that's not sustainable for your business neither.
It's not.
I had a homegirl, she asked me like, yo, I'm about to do a such and such business, and she was like, would y'all rock with it, would y'all support it? I was like, I'll cop something, but that ain't really nothing that I'm into.
Yeah.
I'm going to be copping it just to support you, but... And I was upfront about it because I was like, I don't want you to think you got repeat business here because you don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just going to keep shopping with you because you my homegirl. Like, that's hustling backwards. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean this with no disrespect, but, like, I feel like the chokehold that the Nipsey's got on the hookah lounges. I'm not trying to know what you're saying. I don't know. I feel like we have the same chokehold when it comes to, like, African stores. Like, that's the only shit I feel like we, like, get into. And Africa isn't me. But we tried the African soap. I will never in fucking life do that shit again, right?
Do you like the black soap?
You got to find the right stuff, though. Cause
you kiss my ass.
I won't.
I'm leaving.
I promise you I won't.
You can leave all that shit at the stores, fam.
You like
I'm
the black
soap? Nah, man. You kiss my ass. But I think there's a certain level of... What's the word when you expect something?
Privilege.
Entitlement.
There's a certain level.
Look at you.
There's a certain level of entitlement people have when they go into business, right? Like, people just, you expect people to support you just because you feel like you doing something. But it takes a lot of time, especially for me. I'm speak for me as a consumer. It takes a lot of time for me to watch you and see if this is something that you really into. I'm not really into, like, quick money grabs and shit. You know what I'm saying? So are you really in? What are you in this for? Like, those are things that I be looking for. It takes a lot of time. If you don't believe in it, why would I? But I think there is a certain level of entitlement to where when people go into business, they automatically assume that everybody should be supporting them. And that's just not the way it goes. Some of that should be big trash.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it be trash. Some people's business be trash.
Some of the shit be cool, but it'd be more than I'm willing to pay for it. And then you'd be like, I'm like, that's cool, but like, I'm not paying that much. Oh, you ain't no. Like, I got a life. Yeah. Well, I got see, children.
I never, you know what I'm saying? I just pay $50 for a coloring book, so I ain't really.
I've done that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really tripping about that, but it's like.
That wasn't the asking price either.
But
so.
No, but what I'm saying is like, when it comes to paying, you know, paying to support people, I ain't never had an issue with that. Where the issue comes at is when if I feel like I'm being hustled. If I feel like I'm being hustled, I'm done. Completely. I don't give a fuck what you selling.
I don't care what you selling. Do I need it?
Yeah.
Like, in essence, like, do I need it? Like, yeah. I'm cool. Like, I don't need, like, no, I don't need none of that. I'm sorry.
You don't need a soy candle?
I do. I like candles every day. Like, I do.
But I don't want to pay $25 for one wick. Like, no. This needs to be a
out.
Big
that's
ass.
Out.
But I, see, but, see, those are things that I don't really look at because I know as a business and starting out, your prices need to be a little high so you can be in competition. I understand that part.
Prices drop during competition. Prices are the high. Yeah, because like, that's what I learned in school. I'm still paying for that education, so I'm going to give it to y'all for free. But like, it's a product life cycle. It starts off, the price is always the highest in the introductory rate, okay. In the introductory phase. Think about like flat screen TVs when they first came out, how high they were.
Yeah.
So, but in competition, when more people enter the playing field, you have to bring your prices down to stay competitive. So competition is actually what drives prices down.
So wait them out is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So why, when you go into most... A lot of black businesses, especially starting out, why are they pricing so high?
Purchasing power. It's all about purchasing power because you can standardize, aggregate, and leverage prices when you have purchasing power. So if this bottle of water right here, if you're going to say you got a candy store, but you want to have water in there, you're going to pay 30 cents a bottle for this. Walmart's going to pay 3 cents a bottle because they have purchasing power because they're buying hundreds of pallets at a time and your ass getting two cases.
Yeah.
You know, that's purchasing power. So that's why you'll go into a corner store or a bodega and you had to pay $2 for this bottle and you can go to Walmart and get it for 60 cents.
Yeah.
You know.
So what about the airport? Where they fit in at? Them
man, they got a chokehold on you because
what
you,
the you can't where go, you gonna go. Where you gonna go?
Yeah. That's just
that's
you know.
Trash.
They just opportunists.
They got paid, was it like $4 for a fucking some chapstick?
Yeah, like
I'm not
like
paying
at
$20 for Starbucks.
Just like at these arenas, you know, at the arenas, they know like what you can't bring no food in. You're gonna be here for 3 hours. Go on and get this $12 glizzy. $12 glizzy.
That should be nuts.
Really, they don't even be as good. Like it'd be all mediocre.
Yeah. Like, I had some nachos at the Phoenix Sun Stadium. I was like,
I think my issue with black businesses is. A lot of them are, a lot of y'all are doing, y'all have the same hustle.
Same thing.
Y'all have the same hustle. I can only get my taxes done once a year. We don't need.
What's the black hustles, y'all? Come on, give them to me. What's the black hustle, Shayna?
Bundles. Waist beads.
What? Nigga, what's that?
Estheticians?
The shape.
No, that motherfucking yellow bottle of tea.
Oh, flat tummy tea? Bundles. Them the IG hustles right there, though. Yeah. The flat tummy teas and the bundles. Waist training.
Shit, niggas jump out like they Power Rangers, boy. Texas.
What's the other ones?
Flat tummy team.
VPNs. Not VPNs. What they call them?
It is a VPN, I think.
No. What's the shit? CPN.
That's for the scammers.
You know what that is?
Everybody making plates.
Oh, yeah.
That's the number one.
Everybody makes plates.
That's probably like one of the oldest black family neighborhood hustles right there.
Pussy.
Yeah, that'd be.
Pussy.
$40. Is it still $40? I don't know. I just read it on memes, baby. I don't know.
If I ever have another life, like,
life insurance.
I'm paying for all pussy.
Life insurance.
If I ever have another life, I'm paying
life
for
insurance.
All. Oh yeah.
I get it.
I'm paying for all pussy.
It's a time saver. That's basically what it breaks down to: time versus money. Do you value your time more? Or do you value your money more?
And give me that, and then you keep the emotion.
Yeah.
Transactional ass.
I like an investment.
Transactional ass. So.
And I'm having a baby by a stud.
Ew.
Why would you do that? Is the part.
Because then.
I mean, not ill, but you know.
Because it's a win-win. Like I'm finna hit. You ain't got no attraction to me. and we finna just co-parent.
Let me let think about this.
We finna just co-parent.
Think
no emotions, this. No nothing. We just co-parent.
Think about it like this though. When that baby turned 8 and you go to the game.
And they got 2 daddies.
Yo, my dude, that's your baby moms.
Then he gonna try to lie. He gonna be like, oh, she didn't used to dress like that. That
was exactly.
You should have seen her back in the day.
You go to one game, I go to the other.
Nah.
So, hey, some of them studs be fine though.
And they be having nice bodies too.
I've seen a few.
I just don't know, like, how I've are y'all getting past like the fade? Y'all just, it's cool?
No, I'm just the thought of just having a kid. Who did that? I think Kehlani did it. She had a
her best friend.
Her baby was like with a gay dude and shit. Like
he's
the thought
bisexual,
of sexual. Well, okay, yeah. shout out to him and shit.
That's
but the thought of having the thought of having a kid with someone, but you don't have there is no attraction there. You guys are just co-parenting. I think would be dope.
What is the purpose?
We gotta talk off air.
No attraction, no emotion. We just, you know what I mean? You got a kid, I got a kid. We just so happen to have a kid together. And we just co-parent.
So time y'all out. Just both want to have kids? And
yeah, that would be it. Like how gay couples, you know what I mean, go and using eggs and shit and somebody else.
Not the same at all.
Yeah, you just gonna have to get that stud booty. Take that sports bra off.
Are you talking about like
them boxer briefs?
Are you talking about like the sperm donor?
Like if I had kind of like that. Like if I had a, but I'm in my child's life.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until she pull that strap out.
My turn.
Yeah.
I just think the thought of having a kid with somebody and there is no emotional attraction there. I think. And we're on the same scale parenting wise. We have the same goals and the same values as parents. I think we'll be dope because we ain't worried about nothing but raising this kid.
It always sounds good until the baby get here though.
And then you ain't got to worry about nobody smacking your ass no more. You get your ass smacked regularly then. Get on in there, big fella.
I think if you ask a lot of guys, they were on the same page with their baby mama before the baby came. Shit changed when the baby actually get here. What?
I can count on one hand. How many niggas was excited when they had a baby on the way?
And then when the baby got here.
Things change up when the baby get here.
That's what I just said.
Things could
but
change
while
up.
The, once. While she's pregnant, nigga, you trying to do as much as you can for her to lose it.
What? Brutal truth for him.
Are we lying?
You trying to get her to lose
how
the baby?
How many niggas do you know were excited or they were getting along with their baby moms while she was pregnant?
As a full grown adult, or are you talking about somebody that's like 19, 18? Period.
You want me to speak from experience? It was like bad from I'm pregnant till
the baby is here.
2 years ago.
Niggas switch up. Niggas, when the baby is here, niggas switch up and be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I got to do as a father. But nigga, when you pregnant.
Yeah, it wasn't all good, buddy.
Okay. Nah, that part wasn't good.
It don't be all good for us either.
Well, you know what I'm
saying? Making it terrible. Like, god damn, what the fuck did I sign up for?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
God chose
you. It takes two. Nobody.
Can you count? I can't count. Niggas excited.
Later in life, though. Like,
yeah, later in life.
Like, but when we was all.
I had moments. With the middle one, I had moments. So I was like, I was
still excited to be a dad, though. I was excited to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, I was worried about the relationship. And I had good reason.
Yeah.
Because we weren't on great terms. Yeah. But I was excited to be a dad. But it was like, the only thing I was dreading, like, man, this situation ain't good between us.
Yeah.
So it was like, but I still was excited about being a dad.
Like, I don't know. I don't know too many men, including myself, that didn't hit you with the, so what you gonna do when she say I'm pregnant?
Nah, I ain't had that. I don't have that.
You ain't never
young though.
I don't have that. Well, my second child was playing. She like that was a on purpose baby.
Yeah. Okay.
The other two was like shit.
Yeah. Well, shout out to my niggas, man. They be out there stressed out. And then you know what I'm saying? You come to realize like, well, shit, she ain't gonna have no abortion. So now I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm a father now.
Ain't going stages.
This is wild. You cried when we found out about ours.
Yeah, that was different though. That was different though. Like that was, you know what I mean? We older and shit. That was like, I was actually, you know what I'm saying?
We was preparing for that one.
What? We were preparing for that one. That was just a little different. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? This right here is dope, but I ain't really.
Yeah.
You weren't excited?
Oh, wait, what?
Like previous experiences?
Wow.
No, this one, this, yeah, when we found out, hell yeah, now it's crying and shit. Previous experiences?
Yeah.
So what you gonna do?
Do you want more children?
No.
Oh, what's your stud fantasy? You talking about?
Then? No, I was just saying. Right. I was asking that too.
Like, is it on your bucket list?
No, I was just saying, like, if I had another life and shit. But you know what I mean? Okay. Fucking with me, I'll be come back as a fucking snail or some shit.
How many 187s have you been accomplished to?
Haven't y'all talked about?
Dang, this some wild stuff.
Macho
zero. Zero.
None?
None?
Nah, man, zero.
I think I killed a few presidents.
Zero.
A few councilmen, I don't know.
Or.
Not Lil Barack.
Did you pay for it?
Not Lil Barack. Oh, he's going to be the one.
Or it could have been the kid that bought Monkey Pops to America. You never know. Like, you always want to see the good.
It's always you want to see the good.
It could be the other way around, you know.
Definitely been a serial killer.
Could have been a school shooter or something, you know. You got to think about it both ways, you know.
Oh, that's the only way. Yeah, you like, hell, man, I don't know what I'm killing. Like, this could be anybody.
This could be my LeBron.
But if it was God's will for that baby to get here,
it would have made it.
I mean, everybody who here is supposed to be here.
Yeah, I did a few. I've done.
I guess I don't know. That sounds.
I done weird. Like. I did two. I did two. I did two drop offs, and I went with one.
What?
Drop offs, like yo,
I'll be back.
Hey, they have cabs out front. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be back. You know
oh,
what
you
saying?
Don't even stay.
What?
Oh, that's nuts. Are you a different kind of animal?
Yeah, he is.
I stayed one time, and then I fucked around and seen a nigga in there. I know and shit. You know, they get a look like.
You too?
Yeah, you know, she's got to shit, man.
Ooh, we. I only participated in one. Like where I was there for that. Like, other one.
Was it yours?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so. That one was mine. The other one was mine too, but I wasn't like an active participant. I just was like, oh, you finna kill it? Yeah, I mean, you know, that's your choice. That's your body.
Man. One chick I feel like got me though. One chick I do feel got me.
Got you for the 300?
Yeah, like
she probably
I killed somebody else's baby.
Mm.
Oh,
that's the worst feeling, ain't it?
That makes you a full blown murderer.
You killed somebody else.
Wasn't even your own kid. It was somebody else.
What now, partner?
Yeah, what if dudes circle back though? Like, hey, you killed my baby, homie.
Hey, we so immature today, bro. Killed my baby, homie.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn, that'd be fuck paying for another nigga's abortion. Damn, that's some high key disrespectful shit.
Hey, he probably gonna find you and thank you.
That's some high key disrespectful shit.
He gonna find you and thank you.
Going to abortion clinic, swinging like my man's on Boys in the Hood and shit. Damn, yeah, that's high key disrespectful. Mm. But I think I did.
Was there people standing outside protesting with the pictures?
No, you know what? One I did. I fucked up. Because the abortion clinic, used, I don't know if it still is, but the abortion clinic...
It's down the street.
On Sahara still, right? Is it Sahara in the corner?
Flamingo.
Okay, no, but the abortion clinic used to be on Sahara in the corner. Oh, there used to be a baby morgue over there.
I'm so disappointed in y'all.
But right before the clinic, there was another joint. There was... So right before the clinic, this is fucked up too. Right before the clinic, I got the address wrong. So I'm taking her somewhere else, but it's they're on the same street. So I'm taking her, but where I'm taking her is like a like a Christian adoption center.
Come on.
So we, you know, she met us outside and she was like, you know, so what are you guys here for? And we're like,
turn that vacuum on.
We're here to get an abortion. You're what?
Hell.
You're what? Oh. Nigga, next thing I know, it's like 10 people outside. You're what? I'm like, oh, shit, I think we fucked up.
It's more than one vacuum man out here? I only know about the one.
It gotta be more than one.
It has to be.
Unless you go to the fire station, be slanging them like, you know, Magic Johnson and shit.
Ain't no one nothing out here. It's more than one downtown. Like, we got a downtown Summerlin. We got more than one of everything.
I've only heard people talk about the one, you know, the one vacuum.
Maybe he the one that's popping. He like Jacob the Jeweler when it comes to abortions. Like, he's
no,
he want everybody to go see.
Shit, drive past the motherfucking fire station, put that baby in one hand, and no love.
Do they still do that?
Baby off me, like,
I've never heard of anybody dropping any baby off at the fire station.
They just leave him at home and go to the hooter
lounge. Nigga, Brenda's got a baby.
Oh,
Brenda's
man.
Barely got a break. Throw them up, you know what I'm saying? I know a few.
That were dropped off?
Like by the trash can and shit, it was found, yeah.
That's
terrible.
But that's why they have it where you can't drop the baby off at the fire station or emergency room with no questions asked. Because they don't want
that's
you to
thing?
Throw them in it. Yeah.
You can just take them to the emergency room and just like, this
what's
y'all.
Like, no. What's the cutoff age? I need to know, man.
These boys be eating everything all the time. I'm gonna take y'all to the fire station.
How did that conversation go? Like, hey, this y'all?
Do you leave paperwork or you?
It's all you, fam. Do they got all you?
Hey, they got like contactless delivery. I can like drop the baby, ring the doorbell.
Y'all left something in my house.
Shit, no, look that mother.
Get the baby off me, like him.
Y'all niggas is
I just watched that episode of Insecure the other day too when she threw Lauren's baby.
Oh, y'all niggas is ignorant.
That is hilarious.
This turned real ignorant real fast.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but so I got three.
Dang.
I got three. Mm. But the bitches I was having them by, like, them kids were gonna be shit.
You ain't want them though. any of them.
If they had their father in their life, they'd be.
What if kids wasn't gonna be a goddamn thing? No, I'm just laughing.
So you talking about your kids?
Shout out
to them.
But you ain't want him though, right? Like, it wasn't like you versus her. Like, I'm saying we need to think about this.
Hell
like,
no.
She's like, we getting it. Okay. Mm. Alrighty. We'll do first thing in the morning.
She put the kill. I put the ER at the end. Shit. Right. If it's up to me, I was really anti kids for a long time, and then I just got my first piece of like unprotected pussy.
At 17.
Oh my god! It's
so lost. How are you? How was you anti kids for a long time?
Yeah, when were you anti kids?
I was the nigga in the
when
class.
He was 15,
like 15.
It
yeah.
felt like you was kids. Pro-life.
I'm never having kids. That was my
at 15.
I ain't having kids the whole 10th grade. I promise you, whole 10th grade, no babies.
I got my first piece
11th grade neither.
I got my first piece of unprotected, man. It went crazy, man.
Man, bro. It's a,
so amazing. This is early in your unprotected career when you start having babies.
Oh, what? Nigga, shit, straight out the G League, baby. What?
He came out the G League shooting from half court.
Jordan Poole.
Confidence.
But, man, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody getting them and having them.
What is happening?
Raw, when did...
What?
When I started going raw.
Look at you. Look.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, too. Like when
I think I was early in my raw career, too. And she asked me, like, three times before I finally said yeah.
Have you ever, like, has a woman ever admitted that to y'all?
Admitted what?
Like, have you ever had an abortion? I don't think, is that a question? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, what date is that? Like, that's definitely second date,
I don't know
right?
if a woman would ever even admit it.
I have had a woman, like I just had an abortion. Okay, how long ago? 6 weeks? Oh, we good.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be tasting baby feet.
Oh, you've healed. You're
going to taste baby feet.
You put your dick right in Iraq.
You've healed. 6 weeks? Oh, you've healed.
Hey, what's the fertilization like after an abortion? I'm not trying to be
super.
I'm just wondering.
Super.
Very fertile.
The spirit of the last baby still in there. Yeah. Oh, waiting to come back
very
out.
Fast.
That next baby gonna come out smart as fuck.
Yeah. You get pregnant real fast.
It's a two for one.
You're going to have all so
this
type
is a
of
two for one.
Talents. That's going to be a superhero.
Still used to being pregnant.
That's so how you like, that's how you make superheroes. So you got to get rid of the first
you ever pull a plant out of the dirt and it's still the dirt the still
yeah.
is ready for another.
Oh, okay.
It's wow. ready for another.
That's going to sound way more ignorant than I wanted it to. Man. I really wanted to know what it was like. Because, you know, right after a lady have a baby, but I didn't know if that worked for, like, how she have it. Like, how the baby come out.
Yeah,
like, is the baby born or is the baby, like, stripped?
Yeah. You got to pull the weeds out.
Okay, yank
the real grass.
It's a two for one.
The baby going to be.
I ain't never had no after abortion pussy. The abortion marked the end of that relationship.
That you know of.
At all times. That is it.
You can't stay with a woman that an aborted.
No.
Why? Mm-mm. You just was like, okay,
you don't care about the baby.
You can get pregnant, so now you're done.
Yeah, it's over.
Just marked in. Once I walk you to the door, that's it.
That ended the relationship.
That's
a deal breaker. Abortions are a deal breaker
for real, though. Like,
walk you to the dough. Sometimes I'll walk you in, lay you on the couch.
I'm so happy I'm married, man.
Wow.
So happy.
You're not going to put no cover on it?
I don't got to get her no water because she still got that doctor's cup.
You're not going to put the cover on her or nothing?
You ain't going to kiss her goodbye?
You going to rub her feet on the way out and be like,
what?
You ain't going to give her a kiss on the forehead?
No, because they be drugged up.
That's why she had to have the first abortion. All that kissing and shit.
Exactly.
They be drugged up. You got to take care of them for a few hours. So they like coherent. Sick.
Y'all operating in a world I never know.
If somebody break in here, you are on your own, fam. Oh my God. What?
You just semi-terrible human.
You're a bad person.
Might as well just left her at the bus stop.
She just had an abortion. She filled with the Holy Ghost already.
Wow. That was well played, man.
I was just playing.
That was well played.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like
boo. No, I'm just kidding.
The Bundy boo.
The Bundy boo.
It's crazy out here, man.
Chicago. Y'all know how Chicago.
Where the ladies at in this mouth?
Oh, my God.
Somebody celebrating a birthday out there tonight? Anniversary.
That is nuts.
Y'all stupid.
I'm looking forward to it next time. See, that's I'm looking forward to next time. I'm on stage, man.
To somebody booing?
Like, what I'm gonna do if I'm in that position again where I'm just straight bombing?
Oh, niggas are looking for an opportunity to boo us.
Oh, it's coming.
Boo you.
It's coming.
Us, nigga, what you mean?
I sat there.
They waiting on your boo karma.
It's coming.
I've been booed already. Them niggas ain't.
Y'all was definitely booed at Noise's thing. Without booing.
Them niggas ain't funny. But now they look you. Take them waist beads off and get back on the internet, bro.
Whoever, just pick your spots wisely. If you're listening to this and you decide to boo us whenever it is, just pick your spots wisely because you might catch me on one of them days where it's like, all right, because I. As a defense mechanism, growing up, like I size everybody up when I walk in the room, so I'm looking for your weaknesses. Okay.
Yeah, so just
pick your spots wisely.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Yeah, just you know, I may just decide to just be like you know I deserve that, I'm gonna take it, or I may not, and it might be a long night. So just choose your boo wisely.
Ooh, choose your boo.
Yeah, choose your boo wisely.
All right. Yeah, man, where can they find y'all at, man? It's a nice little shorty.
You got it already? Can't find me nowhere, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Where's Waldo running?
Blazebee Twitter.
Yeah, where's Waldo, nigga?
Well, your big-ass Waldo. It will be hard to find you.
Hey, listen, I'm coming down, nigga. I'm coming down.
Yeah, but you still...
That's all right.
Is it the fasting? Fasting helping?
Fasting helps.
Good.
Fasting helps. Yeah. Just changing your diet.
I can find
Mr.
Brown anywhere on the Wells
Wall. That's all right. I'm coming down. And you know. You seen the numbers in that group, nigga.
I see.
Yeah.
Proud of you, man.
And
keep going. I'm teasing. Keep grinding.
And just dig healthy. I got tested for the first time probably in like over a decade.
Oh, that's where you was going with that.
Yes.
Got a healthy one?
Healthy dick. It won't make you come, but it won't make you go
to the doctor.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
That's incredible, that, yeah. man. Hey, coming to the stage, man. I want y'all to give a round applause for my main man. Yeah, man, that was good.
It won't make you come, but it won't make you go to the doctor.
Yeah, gotcha. It was better the first time you said it.
Yeah. Do they still do the stick in the ping?
No, it was blood in the oral swab. Blood, no.
Oh, they filled you up?
It's blood, oral swab. It's terrible. No, they didn't fill me up. They did not fill. Nobody's filling me up. Nobody's filling me up.
Okay. Macho Man, what can the people find?
At Comedian Macho on Twitter and IG. I've been long kicked off Facebook. So.
Oh, you kicked off? Kicked off?
Yeah, I'm gone.
Why? What'd you get kicked off for?
Over the dumbest. We had this talk walking out of the studio last week. Like, they wanted me to verify my name.
Oh, with the ID and shit. Because I never had to do that.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, fuck out of here, man. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's you want me to verify my name, but you got Maya Smacker Heifer Johnson all over Facebook. Like, okay, I'm sure. Like, all right, whatever.
Y'all can find me both on IG and Twitter at Shayna underscore Candy. That's Shayna. Underscore K-A-N-D-I-I.
You can find the podcast pages on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. On Instagram at just... Damn, wait. The podcast pages on Twitter at Views From The 7. On Instagram at Views From The underscore 7. And, hey, man, all my shit... That's crazy. That's crazy. All my shit back in the day, man. All my shit, you know what I'm saying? Way, 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 way back in the day.
Ghosts don't pass away.
They mean they teenagers.
Yeah, ghosts grown. They
teenagers, yeah.
Well, you got to have a tombstone, cunt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, come on, man. You can find the podcast page on Facebook at Views For The 7. You can find me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. That's J-U-S Call Me Spence, S-P-E-N-C. Next week, man, we up out here. Peace.